What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. We are back today covering a report from HubSpot called 2024 AI Trends for Marketers, how AI is driving personal productivity and business growth. And I will obviously be linking in the show notes to the download page, so definitely take some time on your own to read through the report and the details. Today, I'll just be kind of skimming through and highlighting some of the notable statistics and results from the report. On the first page, we kind of have an overview from the CMO of HubSpot, Kip Bodner, of what we've been seeing in the last few years as far as as far as marketers in the world of AI. And the primary thing I wanted to call attention to on this page was a statistic about the increase in marketing AI tool usage. We talk a lot about AI adoption. And according to the report here, the tool usage in 2022 was 21%, and in 2023 is now 74%. So the resistance to actually using these tools in practice is definitely decreasing dramatically, and all the more reason to start considering implementing these tools or integrating these tools into your marketing workflows sooner rather than later, because the competition is only going to get more intense, and your competition is definitely starting to do that. The first question here that the report kind of poses is, how do marketers actually feel about AI? Are they actually using this tech in practice? The report states that not only are marketers using these tools in practice for their jobs, but they're specifically using these tools to help boost their personal careers and personal lives, with 60% of marketers saying AI has helped them grow their careers. Okay, and then just moving on to kind of the introduction section of the report, which is titled AI is here to stay, and that's a good thing. And this is made clear by the fact that more than 74% of marketers believe that most people will be using AI in the workplace by 2030. So the next five or six years here. The report found that marketers surveyed were in most cases using AI for things like email optimization. Okay, then moving down the report here to the introduction section, which is titled AI is here to stay, and that's a good thing. And this is made clear in the report and from the statistics or from the survey anyway, that in the fact that more than 74% of marketers believe that most people will be using AI in the workplace by 2030. The report also found that marketers surveyed were in most cases using AI for things like optimizing their emails, so email campaign optimization, the improvement or enhancement of customer experience, tagline or slogan generation or brainstorming was a big one, and top funnel data analysis as well to strengthen your top of the funnel outreach, according to the report here as well. And then also accelerating content creation, which obviously we talk a lot about on this show, almost every episode, using AI to accelerate our content creation. So no surprises here, really. It was only a matter of time before workers started adopting, I guess, these AI tools. And marketers are always scrappy and ready for the new, bright, shiny marketing toy or strategy that's going to give them a boost over their competitors. So I'm not surprised to see 74% of marketers believing that it's going to be widely adopted in the next few years. The report goes on and it goes ahead to give us a ranking of the most popular AI tools for marketers right now, with the chatbots in the lead at 35%, followed by AI CRM software at 25%, visual AI tools at 23%, AI productivity tools also at 23%. And surprisingly, the text generation tools are the lowest at 22%. I would have expected that to be a little higher, but maybe that's just because I am creating content every day now and I use mostly text generation for my workflows. The report makes the point here that this wave of adoption that we're seeing among marketers isn't really necessarily due to all these new tools that are popping up every day, which I think actually makes it harder to be an adopter of the technology. It's really kind of distracting. Coming from someone who's presenting a new tool to you almost every couple of days, maybe that's not the best opinion, but stay focused. If you find a tool that works for you, that's the point of this show, just to present tools, find the ones that work for your workflow and stay focused. Make sure you're spending a chunk of your day focused on a task or a tool that actually gets something done for you. Okay, so this wave of adoption that we're seeing among marketers, it's not really due to all the new tools that are popping up as much as it is due to the integration of AI into the existing tool that marketers are using. And finally, these existing tools are kind of catching up to the hype and the speed of these AI companies, and they're integrating AI into their existing again, into their existing user interface. We talked about the Salesforce agents, for instance, a couple episodes ago. And the report also mentions Grammarly and, of course, HubSpot, which is the creator of the report, both of which are tools that are pretty heavily used by marketers, obviously, and both of which have integrated AI into that user experience. The survey also reflected this, showing that apparently 74% of marketing professionals say that AI usage increases through these existing tool integrations. And a good chunk of people realize, I think right now, a little bit more value in the integration of AI into existing tools that they are using every day. And we'll, you know, we'll probably have to see a couple more years until these purely AI tools kind of are competitive enough to, you know, beat out the Salesforces and the HubSpot, if they ever are. And we just mentioned a little bit ago how marketers are typically early adopters when it comes to new tactics or tools or strategies, I guess. But the report, in the next section of the report, it's addressing the marketers or workers who still have concerns or hesitations around adopting these AI tools. And so this is chapter one of the report called Marketers Are Addressing AI Hesitation. And basically, the report here describes how these hesitant marketers or workers in general, marketers, because that's who was surveyed for this report, obviously, are kind of trapped between their concerns about these AI tools and the pressure that they feel to adopt them in order to keep up with the pace of innovation in marketing and to keep up with their competitors who they feel like are adopting tools if they are not. The report documents three common concerns here about AI adoption. One is that it would maybe undermine the competency or the appearance of competency, essentially, of these marketing employees, making entirely competent marketers look like maybe they're behind the ball because they don't know about the latest tool that just came out the other day, or they're not up to date on the AI practices in their industry. So they just don't appear as competent as someone who is using these AI tools necessarily, even though their work is of the same value. They're also very worried about AI negatively impacting their relevancy for all the same reasons, a very similar concern to undermining their feelings of competency. And then, of course, probably the most common fear of all about this AI adoption, and this goes far beyond just the marketers. This is probably the concern that most people would cite when we talk about AI, and that's just the reduction in job security or the idea that this AI is going to be able to replace marketers or workers in general. So you have this other subset of marketers who are feeling all of these concerns about the competency and the relevancy and their job security, but they're also feeling the pressure to learn the AI and to stay up to date and to keep up with the competition. And according to the report here, that is 57% of marketers who are feeling that pressure to learn AI due to the risk of becoming irrelevant or incompetent. If you are a part of that group, HubSpot also offers you a few steps here that you can take to feel more confident and more secure in the AI future. One is to conduct research. They prompt you to sign up for courses or training to educate yourself more about AI or the future of AI. They also prompt you to see it in action. Go try a free demo or a free sign up for one of these tools or experiment with some of these free AI tools. And then the third little pointer here is to opt for automation. You know, view AI more as the assistant who's going to take over all of those mundane, repetitive tasks that you keep that keep you from doing what you really want, which is marketing your business or telling your business's story. Okay, moving on to chapter two of the report, which is titled AI is Driving Career Momentum for Marketers. So basically, they're covering here how marketers are using AI to gain an advantage right now. For those marketers who are fully into optimizing their workflows or adopting these AI tools, the most popular tasks, according to this report, about 75 to 70% of the respondents said the most popular tasks for using these tools were reducing manual task time. So again, getting those manual mundane tasks out of the way, focusing on more important tasks or tasks that they enjoy or love, increasing their productivity and creativity, conducting better data analysis, and then bringing it up the rear at 64% is understanding customers better. I think we all as marketers would like to see that climbing the list as far as how we're using our AI to our advantage. And I think it'll definitely become more of a use case as these models improve and get better at doing some of the creative projection and ideation around customer insights, the kind of human creativity it takes to understand a market in a way that gives you an advantage. For instance, right now, nearly 44% of marketers say that AI is effective at performing data analysis. So not the majority. However, 86% of marketers say AI saves them an hour or more during a day by increasing their efficiency. So tons of value seen in the efficiency side of AI, not so much in the, you know, heavy data analysis or anything like that. But I think that will change as time goes on. Chapter 3 of the report goes into how marketers are navigating content creation with AI. So this is a big one for anyone who is creating a podcast like we are at the AI Marketing Navigator here, or any type of content creation. Obviously, they have a bunch of interesting, insightful statistics. The first one breaks down how exactly marketers are using AI to improve their content creation, the practices that they're doing throughout their content creation, or just the schedule or publishing schedule. 40% of marketers are using it to learn how to do things in general. So teaching themselves new skills and new content creation tools and practices, really. 34% of marketers are using it to do research. Another 34% are using it entirely for brainstorming. There's still some hesitancy among marketers to fully adopt AI into their content creation. We've talked a lot about the reasons for that, whether it's the hallucinations that sometimes these AI models make, the incorrect information that they provide, or sometimes just entirely fake information that they provide. Obviously, we've talked a lot about the copyright concerns with the way that these models were trained, the material that they're trained on, just general quality and accuracy of the content that is being generated. All of these things are why we see some of the resistance. For instance, 43% of marketers create content with AI. So less than half are using AI to create content at this time, which like we've seen, is it's still way up from in the past couple of years, but still, obviously there's going to be some resistance for a while. What I do find interesting is out of those marketers who are using AI to write their content, the difference in how they're using it is particularly interesting. For instance, 46% of marketers are using it to write marketing copy directly, while 41% are using AI to write outlines for their marketing content. So just, again, content text generation is still one of the most popular use cases for this. I would probably opt towards just writing the outline, so you keep more of your voice in the copy that you're writing, more of your brand's style. So I'm a little surprised that 46% more of these marketers are using it to write copy directly. But I'm sure that's encouraging for those of us who are hoping these models improve, and clearly they are. So we've also talked a lot on the show about the importance of keeping your content original and maintaining your voice while using these AI generative tools. We just mentioned that. And HubSpot has a bunch of great tips on how to make sure you're doing that as you're using generated content for your strategy. Things like have the AI help you generate original content ideas. Ask it to scrape the internet for things that have been published in abundance, and look for something, a creative niche that you can publish to. They also say to adjust your outputs to make them more personal. We talk about that a lot on the show. I would, again, strongly recommend not copying and pasting the things directly from these models or these text generators. Definitely do some editing post generation. And definitely fact check, which they put here in the report as well. Fact check your outputs for accuracy every time you use AI. Again, these models are getting much better, but I still don't trust them, and I don't think you should either entirely in your content creation. They also say to try and get creative in the way that you're prompting it or using the AI. Try and think of a creative way of framing a prompt or a question or a topic to the AI to get a different take or a different opinion. A great way to use the tools right now is to take your existing content that's original and use AI just for quality assurance of that content, adjusting, train the AI on your tone by, you know, inputting all of your content. And then when you write new content, you can ask the AI if this matches your tone or if it needs a little bit of tweaking. Otherwise, just, you know, grammar and spelling is another area that these large language models right now are particularly good at. So according to the report here, 44% of marketers are using these AI tools to perform quality assurance. So definitely a popular use case. The final tip here is to give your content a human touch. So just reemphasizing everything that we've been saying. We talk about it a lot. So I'm glad they included it here as well. One stat that stands out is the fact that 86% of marketers using AI take time to edit the content it produces. So the vast majority of marketers who are using it are still making sure that their unique human touch is reflected in the content. I think it should probably be 100, but considering the models the way that they produce content. I think we should always edit it 100% of the time, but 86 is pretty high compared to some of these other survey questions. So, okay, moving on to chapter 4, which is titled What Marketing Leaders Are Saying About AI. So here we get into a little bit of the sentiment around AI from actual managers and leaders a little higher up in the organizations. And here we start to see how there are still a ways to go in AI adoption for businesses. The report states that the majority of leaders said that as of 2023, their organizations do not have any policies around or regarding AI. Well, we are, you know, a little ways out from 2023 now. So hopefully that adoption or those policies have started to be formed. But the majority as of 2023 still had no policies around AI. Only 40% of marketers with a status of director or higher say that their organization is very supportive of AI usage. So it's probably creeping up as well, but still a minority of organizations who are supportive of AI usage. And you got to love it. HubSpot gives us a few use cases and objectives that we can present to leadership as marketers or to clients for how AI can help their business. HubSpot is always in the business of helping marketers. So shout out to HubSpot. These use cases or these benefits, I should say, are one, refreshed marketing strategies or a refreshed marketing department. Two, boosted sales performance. Three, nurtured customer relationships or your ability to nurture customer relationships. And four, optimized content creation. So all of the content creation benefits that we've covered on this show numerous times. Regarding like the newer and refreshed creative strategies, 55% of marketing leaders say AI has helped their teams become more productive. 39% of marketers with director status or higher say that AI has made their employees more efficient. There are definitely also going to be a few trickle down effects that AI can have for boosting sales performance. So a lot of these AI tools are all about increasing the collaboration between departments. And the more you can collaborate or the more you can sync up your marketing and sales department, the better the performance of sales tends to be. 70% of respondents said that as a benefit, the AI is helping them collaborate more between departments. Another one that helps kind of Again, in an indirect way, helps your sales numbers is the effectiveness of data sharing, the increased efficiency with which data can be shared. 69% of respondents say that's one way that AI has helped their sales performance. And all of these things in the end are going to improve your customer experience, which is the third thing. Almost 69% of respondents said was a huge benefit of implementing these AI tools, which is an improved customer experience. So that's always great. We're always on the side of the customer here for sure. The selling point that AI can help nurture or lead to more nurtured customer relationships is definitely supported by the survey. Also, it says approximately 69% of marketers believe that AI can improve an end-to-end customer experience. And this stat actually includes those who don't use AI right now as well, which is pretty telling. There is a similar statistical backup here for that fourth objective or the fourth selling point of AI that we could give to our leadership or our clients, which is that optimized content creation funnel that we have, or the ability to optimize your content creation strategy, even if you're not going to use it directly in your content creation. And about 68% of marketers using HubSpot say that HubSpot AI helps them achieve business objectives. So a little shameless plug there from HubSpot. There's a couple of stats in this report. If you go through it, you'll see that they've surveyed particularly HubSpot users, which is a huge number of very talented marketers. So still a great piece of data for sure. And another telling HubSpot survey question here, and that is that 63% of marketers using HubSpot believe that full AI implementation would lead to unprecedented company growth. So again, HubSpot trained marketers are, even among marketers, some of probably the early adopters out there who are really aggressive with their technology and their technology stack. HubSpot is simple, yes, but a very powerful CRM. Again, we've talked a lot about HubSpot on the show. We're HubSpot users. So I'm not surprised that a majority of HubSpot marketers are very pro AI. And that's showing a pretty strong sentiment around AI adoption and how it could be a booster for businesses for sure. Okay, the final chapter of the report speaks to how managers and leaders feel that their investment into AI so far has been returned or is being returned. The report does have some encouraging statistics if you're a business wondering if you should be adopting AI or if you should be investing in AI. And if you're wondering if AI would lead to an ROI, you're in the here in the report, it says that 68% of marketing leaders reported an ROI on their investment for AI. There are a few different organizational goals that managers and leaders feel or see the most return when investing into AI. There are certain tools with which leaders see the most return on investment. 45% of these leaders say that tools that make employees more productive are where they see the value. 39% see value in tools that power data-driven decisions. Another 39% see value in tools that empower effective and effective data sharing. And so this is breaking it down into those four goal categories again. And then 34% saw value in tools that empower better employee performances. Another area where the report says managers are seeing a benefit in AI or with the use of AI is in their hiring practices. 50% of managers say that AI has assisted hiring people in their marketing and sales and design department. 48% say it has helped them hire AI implementation specialists, which is kind of meta and funny, AI hiring AI implementation specialists. 42% say it has helped them hire administrative employees, and 47% said that has helped them hire onboarding specialists. If you are a marketing leader or a marketing employee who's looking to bring AI to your marketing team, HubSpot has a few pointers and suggestions for us here as well, along with those kind of goals and selling points. They say to definitely encourage your teams to try the free trials, take advantage of those free trials. Many of these products offer them just to see if it's the right fit or to see if any of your employees catch the bug, as it were, and become very pro AI. If your employees can show results, that's definitely going to make a difference when you present AI adoption to leadership. After trying a few of those free trials, also make sure that you select the right AI software for your business. And then after you've done that, definitely collect the results. Make sure you are actually seeing an uptick in efficiency. If you're not, then don't just hop onto the AI hype for no reason. Definitely collect results and don't just assume that you picked the best model. If your first model doesn't work out, make sure your KPIs are moving in the right direction. And if they're not, consider making adjustments. Okay. And then wrapping up here, right towards the end of the report here, HubSpot has to toot their own horn again a little bit, saying that 89% of marketers using HubSpot say they receive ROI on AI generated email content. So I'm not sure if that's actually if they're saying directly using the email content generated using HubSpot's AI tools within their email campaign creator or template creator, or if it's just using content generated from external LLMs and just pasting it into their email templates. But either way, certainly a strong number and an encouraging statistic if you're a HubSpot user and considering using AI generated email content with your HubSpot. Okay. And then one thing before we close out for the episode today, just a little bit about the survey from HubSpot and the New Wave, which is who they teamed up with, or excuse me, the Next Wave, which is who they teamed up with for the survey. Apparently, they surveyed 1,062 U.S. marketing and advertising professionals, 60% of whom worked in B2C businesses. So the majority of them were in B2C, 40% in B2B businesses. 60% of those marketing professionals and respondents were not directors or higher roles. Well, the other 40% were a director or higher within their organization. Regarding the size of these organizations, 56% of respondents said that their organizations consisted of 100 or fewer employees. 44 said that their organizations were more than 100. Okay, so we just skimmed the report here. Obviously, we still had a ton of details to throw at you. So definitely check out the link in the show notes and read the report if you're looking for more. There's tons of good stuff in there from the HubSpot team, from Kip Bodner. So make sure to check it out for sure. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.